Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and today we're having a special episode of Hacker Public Radio. What's kind of odd about it is, if you go back and listen to episode 1, you'll hear this gentleman, Mr. Stankdog, on there talking about setting up Hacker Public Radio. Now, I don't know if a lot of you know this, but if you scroll down to the bottom of the HPR page, you'll see in small writing, this project is brought to you by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infernomicon Computer Club. Also, on the About page of HPR, we go into basically a summary of that first episode and what the show is all about. So, in the last few months, I've realized that quite a lot of people don't know about good work of Binary Revolutions, and that HPR is a daughter project of that that server, and that the HPR server is actually paid for by Stank. So you might have heard his voice on the outro of every episode. So with that, I'd like to introduce you to Stank. How are you doing, Stank? Everything okay?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Sitting here with my sweet iced tea, of course.
Yes, as always. So, when are you bringing back Binred Radio?
Oh, good googly moogly. No time soon. Oh, by the way, I should go ahead and put up front that I'm going to try my best to behave and use good, safe language, safe for work language.
Yeah, well, if not, we'll put a warning at the beginning of the show.
I'll try to keep this safe for work, although I would actually... I think you and I discussed recording, I think it's probably a separate episode to discuss some topics like that. So we'll put that on the back burner. We're recording this episode, I guess, and you can tell me, but I guess because I posted a very, oh man, this is hard not using words.
No, fire ahead. Don't worry about it.
No, a very angry post on my blog the other day because I kind of frustrated that we're moving servers again, and it's just an enormous amount of work to do that. It's just not nearly as easy as any. If you've never done it, it's not easy. So don't ever think or assume that there's nothing to such an event. It's maybe fundamentally easy, you think, but to get everything set up and configured and tweaked exactly the way you need it is an enormous amount of work. And I know I've talked in the past of how much work it is running the servers in general. And for the last year or so, Lattera has been doing that job and doing it very well. And I kind of retired. I kind of stepped away and people got tired of hearing my voice, I think. So I kind of slipped away into retirement. I had some events in personal life that caused me to kind of, I guess, have my midlife crisis or whatever you want to call it. So I just kind of pulled away from everything. I didn't need the headache and the, frankly, the complaints of people. Oh, they don't like the radio show for this and they don't like the forums for that. But nobody does anything. So actually, if I can hijack the show for a moment, one thing I'd like to say and get up front, and I'm very, very sincere about this, is Ken, I am so happy with the work you've done with Hacker Public Radio and the time that you've put into it. Because I do know how much work it is. I know how much time, and I know how much you have to care. And that's the thing. A lot of people just don't care. So I want to publicly on the show thank you for the work that you've done. I do not belittle it. I know how much work it is. And if anybody else out there sends you complaints that they don't like this and they don't like that, let them go do something themselves if they think they can do it better. Otherwise, they're just running their mouth. So I think you're doing a great job, and right. I want everybody out there to hear me say that. I am very appreciative of what you've done with HPR.
I need to stop you there because, in actual fact, there's lots of other people helping out as well. I'd like to thank Pug Cruncher and Pokey as well, and all the other guys. There's been an immense amount of people who have come out and are helping with HPR Zoak and Droops, and I don't want to. Yeah, I've started naming people, but there are so many other people, and since I've started helping out, the amount of support has been amazing. So actually, my plan, and I've told you this before, is to come on, set everything up, and replace myself with a script, and possibly, you know, have another figurehead after a few 6 months, 6 months or so, or a year of me doing this, so that somebody else can come on board, kind of like what you did with BinRev, with when Black Ratchet came on, and you know,
right.
Have somebody else. That's not to say I intend to fall away or anything, but you know, when you're doing this work, the amount of actual podcast recording that I've done has gone down a lot. I actually want to do podcasts.
I absolutely know, and I do. And yeah, I want to second that. This show, and it's, actually, this is something I've always tried to do from day one with BinRev, right into HPR and all of our projects, is I'm nothing. I am nobody. Literally, at this point, I'm nothing but a financier. So yeah. I just sit back and I pay to run the server, but I don't do the work. You guys do the work. We have a cast of correspondents on HPR to focus specifically on this project. It would not exist, succeed, be such a great show, such a great project, such a great community service if it weren't for all of them, whether they've recorded one episode, whether they've recorded 50 episodes, whether they're admitting it, whether they're posting on the comments or just listening to it. We appreciate each and every one of you, and it's this giant digital ecosystem. Boy, that's a really weird sounding thing.
Yes.
Of everybody coming together. And I love it because that is what the Binary Revolution is all about. That's why we created it. That's what we wanted to see. And I'm very proud to see that. So
can I just interrupt you and maybe go back a little? We're up to episode 705 here in HPR, which together with Twat Tech Radio brings us up to 1,005 community-produced episodes. And I want to bring you back. I want to, you know, if you could give us a quick 5-minute summary of where we are, how we got here, and why you pay for Hacker Public Radio out of your own pocket.
Wow. I will try to rein it into 5 minutes. Okay. Let me think. Where do I start? Well,
what's Radio Freak America to start off with?
Okay. Slightly before Radio Freak America, I was very good friends with a couple of what were DDP members at the time, which has also been retired and broken up. But one of those was Dual Parallel. And Dual was just such a great, energetic guy, and I loved him. And he was already doing a show called Radio Freak America at the time, long before me, long before I started BinRev Radio or any of that kind of stuff. I helped out on a couple episodes, or I should say he allowed me to come on a couple episodes of Radio Freak America. And I loved it right away. I knew that this was something that I enjoyed listening to, and I wanted to try putting something out that was a little bit more. We had fun on Radio Freak America, but what is kind of Duel made show notes, and the joke was always that I made show novels. I was a little bit more structured, so I kind of started BinRev Radio only to be a structured, regular thing that you could depend on, starting with certain processes, the show and tell, the email, things like that. Whereas Radio Freak America was much more lighthearted and fun, but the roots of HPR actually started back in Radio Freak America. And Dual Parallel and I had the idea back then, and we were going to start a show. And unfortunately, because we were doing all the other things, we were never able to get it off the ground. However, Droops, my internet boyfriend Droops, he came along and just did it. And that's what I always loved about Droops. Droops will just do it. If he wants to do it, he's going to do it. So he is reliable that way. And he came in and he did start it. We talked and talked and talked and never did anything. Droops did it. So that's where it made the leap there. So when Droops started it, he started it as Twatech Radio, which was a play on Twit. And it was exactly the spirit of community, having people all communicate, the Infonomicon guys all communicating, as well as other people outside. And he called it a different name because I guess we thought that he thought he might be stepping on some toes or whatever. And we kind of realized, well, wait a minute, this is fantastic. This is exactly what we wanted. Why don't we actually name it the way we originally intended it to be? And that's where it kind of came from. So it actually dates back to probably the early 2000s, 2001, 2002, maybe somewhere around that range.
Yeah.
So it's been alive in some fashion or form since then. But Droop's actually, to give him full credit, really started and actually got it going. Now, like you said, I don't want to spend a list trying to name everybody and accidentally excluding everybody, but him and Enigma and yourself, I think, are three that have stood out to me that really took on the load of administration with a whole lot of input, like you said, from a whole lot of other people along the way. So there's not to short anybody, it's been a lot of work from a lot of people to make this regular podcast. And how long, Ken, has HPR been going?
Since 2007. The first episode was 31st of December 2007.
And that's 4 years.
Yep.
Okay, 4 years. Now, I don't think people really understand what an epic accomplishment that is.
Yeah.
I did Bin Rev Radio for 4 years. Once a week. HPR is almost a daily show, almost every weekday. I know there's some when we run out or there's some days that we skip holidays, things like that. But for the most part, it is a nearly daily show. Is that safe to say? Or?
Well, it's a week daily show every week, Monday to Friday. That's the plan.
That is an enormous accomplishment. So in those 4 years, like you said, we're up in the 700s now.
Yep.
Not sure when this one specifically will be released, but well over 700 episodes, well into 700 episodes when you hear this. That is an amazing accomplishment. And again, you know, one of my frustrations, and that's what comes out in my blog post sometimes, not that anybody reads them, is nobody appreciates that. And again, I appreciate it. So to you and everybody, every single correspondent, Thank you.
And I would like to say a special thank you to Enigma, actually, because I am only now beginning to see the amount of work that he has put in over the years, day in, day out, getting those shows out. 600 shows every day, getting up in the morning and putting out those shows. It's an amazing amount. It's an amazing achievement.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
kind of funny that we actually just went out with them 2-3 weekends ago and kind of commiserated and talked about how much work it was into that and how much you've taken the load off of him specifically. And definitely, I know I speak for him when I say thanks to you and to everyone as well. I know it was a lot of work on him, so glad to hear that recognition.
Okay, why are you paying for HPR?
Because I believe in it, because I support it, and because it's epitomizes what I wanted to do with Binary Revolution. You know, I don't know if the listeners to this show even realize that this is a BinRev project, I guess, that it started where it did, like we talked about earlier, and that it started off with, again, Droops, one of my DDP guys. We had so many conversations. We worked together to come up with some ideas, brainstorm solutions. How should we do this? What's the best way to do this? Droops and a bunch of the Infonomicon guys did it, made it happen, got it out there, and it's just grown ever since. So Binary Revolution, which I think dates back to, when did we register binrev.com? Like 2000, 99, 2000, 2001, somewhere along there?
Yeah.
Started off as stankdog.com, which was my personal site, and I only started that site, threw up some forums, and again, it was just forums with just me and a few friends. Again, like Duel and Nick84, I've known, my gosh, for years, and I've watched him just do amazing things from, you know, a young age to where he is now. It's like watching, I don't know, it's kind of like watching a child grow. I mean, he's a very accomplished programmer, a successful man now, and it's like I watched people, kids, and I know I sound old saying this, that have come on to BenRevit in their mid-teens, early teens, and learn and grow as people, as programmers, as hackers. Most importantly, as people. You know, yeah, I'm a hacker, and yeah, we talk about hacking things, and we teach hacking and all that great stuff, but that's always secondary to people. Be a good person. And that's one of my frustrations, again, that comes out of the blog post, is you treat us and me sometimes, not you, obviously, Ken, but people sometimes treat us like we're not people, like we're not humans. Like, I am just here to finance this website for you and run it exactly the way you want it and do anything you ask me to do and make you happy, and you just consume, consume, consume. And that's my only job and role here, and I should shut up and do it. Well, no, I'm sorry. I am pretty much a community-oriented guy. I listen to all feedback, positive and negative, and I do listen to it, and I do step back sometimes and go, you know what? I did that wrong. I should do it this way. They have a point. They're right. But at the same time, there's a certain line that gets crossed where people are just taking advantage of you and mistreating you, and that's one of the reasons that I kind of step back and retire. And by, let me get this out there too, make no mistake of me doing this episode of the show, and I might try to squeeze in some more and slowly work my way back in, but I am staying retired. I'm done. I don't feel that I'm appreciated personally, and I don't think that a lot of people appreciate the work that you, Ken, are doing, and a lot of other people on here. I'm on here to tell people, don't treat Ken, don't treat Enigma, don't treat the forum administrators, don't treat Ladder, don't treat these people badly. Appreciate them, let them know, and thank them, because you know what? They're going to retire too, or they're just going to outright quit.
Right. And I just want to make it clear here that when you're talking about the site, you're talking about the Binary Revolutions radio site, because my experience on HPR has been nothing but positive. I've not got one email criticism.
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely thrilled about that, and I hope it continues.
Well, and that's why I say that it epitomizes what we were trying to do with HPR. BenRev has a lot of positive people there too, but what happens is when the negativity comes on, when people break rules, when people try to do illegal things, stuff like that, we ban them.
BenRev Radio? What is BenRev all about? Why did you set it up?
Well, again, BenRev is, you know, it started off as stankdog.com with just some friends and I, and thank you for reining me back in here. It started off as just a personal site for a place for me to put some of my articles from 2600 up and other places so people could just read them online for free, because I do believe in that. So I put them up on the site and put up some forums just to chat with friends, and they just started to grow really fast. And despite what anybody says in any other IRC channels or anywhere else you might hear, BenRev is, and none of this, HPR, one of the reasons I've also stayed attached is it's not me. I didn't do this. I don't take credit for it. This is done by all the people we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. They get full credit. So none of this is about me or my ego or any of that kind of stuff. I am perfectly fine to stay in the background, stay retired. I will finance it because I support it and believe in it, as long as I can physically and financially do that. And I'm glad to do that. And I'm not complaining, and I don't want anybody to offer donations or anything. It's not like that at all. If I get to the point where I cannot do that anymore, then I will solicit and say, hey, it's going to die. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to take it, I will gladly give it to them. It's not about me. It's bigger than me. And okay, that's what we called it, Binary Revolution. BenRev.com, Binary Revolution, was about changing people's minds and changing their attitudes in hacking. We used to be a community of loners, people who were out there by themselves who used to contact. And I'm going back to, you know, I'll be 40 this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an old dog. We would communicate through BBSs and using 300 baud modems and swapping text files and stuff like that. And there was actually a camaraderie there. Well, when the internet age came along, when the early days of the internet, AOL and those kind of things started getting people on, there started to take a negative turn in the hacking community where instead of producing content, people started to gain credit by attacking other people and taking that credit away from them. The way to get famous is to put down somebody else, put down another hacker.
Yeah.
That somehow made you cool and made you get some sort of credit or whatever. You didn't actually have to do a thing, a darn thing. So I didn't like that. And I wanted to try to turn that around. So that is why the name Binary Revolution was chosen. We brainstormed for a long time, and Rax, I think it was Rax and I both kind of hit on that one. I think Rax came up with the name Binary Revolution or Digital Revolution, something like that. And we went with that because it spoke to exactly what we wanted to accomplish. We wanted a revolution in hacking. We wanted it to 180 degrees and turn the opposite direction. And instead of people being negative towards each other, be positive, be helpful, be supportive. So that's what BinRev was started from. And we moved the forums over there, started getting people working together on projects. And we started off with a great core group of people. They were all personal friends of mine. Everybody we've talked about, Enigma, Droops, I've met these guys several times. I am good friends. If I go up to New York for work sometimes, and I crash with Knot Theory still to this day, all the time. You know, we meet up at conferences. These are personal good friends of mine, people you can count on, people that actually do stuff. And I still have them to this day. The guys that we started the show, started the site and everything with, I am still great friends with all of them, along with some other new ones that we found along the way. So that positivity and that camaraderie is something that you just can't find anywhere else. And I wanted other people to be able to do that and join that. And I think HPR proves that it works.
Very much so. On HPR, we have the concept of hacker, and on the link to the main page, we have topics that are of interest to hackers, and I've linked to the hacker hobbyist page on Wikipedia. So, from my own feeling about BinRev, if I go over to the forums, it's all kind of matrixy and dark and hackery looking, in the sense of I don't know, cracker type hacker. What would you say to somebody who would say that you are promoting illegal activities over there in BinRev? And
I'd laugh at them, because if you think that, then you just couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, if anything, that's the reason. You know, that's where a lot of the criticism on me personally and the site comes from, is that a lot of people think we are too goody two shoes, that we are too white hat. I've said all along, I'm gray hat. There are a lot of things that I just don't agree with. I don't agree with all laws. I don't agree with all the rules of the global interwebs. I don't support them. I obviously, because I run the site, and it's in my name, I have to walk certain lines of legalities, so I cannot allow certain things, whether I agree with them or not. So, you know, like on the forum specifically, there are certain things I can't allow. Even if I did like them or support them personally, I can't allow them. So a lot of people will accuse me or think that I'm taking a certain stance. And it's like, no. I'm just telling you, you can't do it here. You can do it somewhere else, and I may do it somewhere else myself. It's not a goody-two-shoes thing there. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we do lean towards white hat hacking. We don't purport, we don't support destruction of data. We don't support defacing of sites, destruction, anything that brings a negative connotation to hacking. We generally don't support that.
So getting back to the original name of hacking, somebody who's improving, investigating, you know, sort of positive sense of the word hacker.
Right. And, yeah. You know, one of the things I've said for years that people always repeat from me is that, you know, at BinRev specifically, and I would say true real hacking is about construction, not destruction. It's about producing and creating. It's not about taking and tearing down and destroying. That's not hacking. Hacking is creativity. It's beauty. It's cleverness. It's figuring out how to do things. It's a beautiful state of mind that so many people don't get. Yes. And it's a little bit emotional for me, because when I see it, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It really, truly is beautiful to see somebody who says, what do you mean I can't do that? Watch me. That is the most beautiful thing you will ever see in the world.
Yes.
And I wish more people appreciated that. That is what hacking is all about.
I think you're preaching to the converted here, and not only me, but virtually everybody listening to this show, I think, would agree with you.
I hope so. But if there's just one or two listening who don't get it, if it just one or two hear it and understand the sincerity in my voice that I really, truly mean this and that this is what we support, if you want to learn how to write a virus or other things like that, we're probably not the place for you. I don't think you're going to hear an episode of HPR about here's how to take down the internet, here's how to deface a site, things like that. You might hear, here's a common technique that people use, and hopefully, you know, if I were doing an episode like that, and I'm not afraid to, if I teach something like that or talk about that on the show, I'm immediately going to say, here's how you stop it.
Yep.
Here's how you defend it. I am all for the free flow of information, including the, I guess, negative stuff like how to write a virus. I would not say we're not going to ever allow that on BenRev or HPR or any of this stuff. I would say we have to do it carefully to say you can be educated on it, but make it crystal clear that the application of it, we don't support applications that cause damage and destruction. If you want to do it on your own private network, you want to learn it, do it so you can learn it and get that experience and that knowledge, God bless you. That's all about hacking. But how you apply it and what you do with it, that's where you cross the lines. And I will never, ever support anybody who's doing anything destructive.
Okay. On HPR, we have adhered to the rule of topics that are of interest to hackers. And under that umbrella, I have put a show out on how to quit smoking, for instance. Mm-hmm. Does that fall under the topic of what you intended when you set up HPR?
So much. Some of my favorite episodes were episodes about fringe, or I mean, when we say hacking related, that could be anything from, I think when we first brainstormed, I said, you know, I would be open to, sure, directly hacking topics, defining, teaching, anything technology related is going to be of interest to hackers. Those are obvious ones. Hey, do a movie review of something that has computers and hacking in it. I would consider that related. It might make me want to go see a movie or look at some movie closer, even if it's just a scene in a movie where it's somebody, I don't know, tries to red box or what's the famous, there's a famous joke of, I think it was Jurassic Park, where the little girl sits down at the computer and is like, oh, this is Unix.
I know Unix.
Yeah, it's like, I think you can make an episode, even if it's 5 minutes long, and just make fun of that and bring that. Because you know what? I didn't even know about that until fairly recently. Somebody told me. And I'm like, really? That's horrible. So I would support the most liberal, vague definition of that if it's of interest. There was episodes on HBR of caffeine. There were some episodes on merging art and hacking and social engineering topics. Those are some of my favorite ones.
Yep, mine too.
Yeah, so to say what is hacking related and what can you do for HPR, I would say almost anything. If you as a hacker are interested in it, TV show, movie review, software review, an idea for a project, technology, I mean, it's anything in the world. What else are hackers into? Music. Do some music reviews, CD reviews of stuff you think that hackers might like to listen to while they're, you know, one thing I found with hackers is we listen to a lot of music while we're on the computers all day. We like to distract ourselves. Music is something that people could talk about on here. Get interviews with people, talk about CDs that you think people would like. Not just, you know, I don't need anybody to review the latest Britney Spears or the latest, I don't know what's out there these days, Lady Gaga or whatever the kids are listening to these days.
Yeah, get off my lawn. Right. If I can drag you back kicking and screaming to the point, well, I put out the call here, and this is especially for Zoke. I would like all the listeners to, anybody listening to the show, to send in one show a year, at least. Zoke, at least one show a year. That way we wouldn't have no problem whatsoever filling our queue, and there'd be a different, easily a different host every single day.
Yeah, and the topics will rotate and vary. You'll have one day you'll have something real technical, the next day you'll have something funny and lighthearted, next day something creative. I think variety is definitely the spice of life, and it's definitely one of the things that HBR is really good at, and I'd like to see continue.
Okay, the BinRev website. What sort of resources are available over there to us as HPR users?
A lot. Actually, before I go there, one just to reiterate, just to reinforce something you just said too, your challenge. One episode a year,
Yep.
wonderful. That I put that challenge out to anybody listening right now. One episode. You don't have to put in. This is the other great thing about HPR, that it was from the get-go that we said the only way this would succeed and the only thing that the reason that this will be special is that it's not a regular show like RFA was, like BinRev was. It's not a rigid format like BinRev was. We always had the same opening. We always had an email section. You don't have that with HBR. So do not feel restricted or bound. We also had strict bit rates and recording. You can record however you want to. You can record on an old cassette recorder. I think that would be cool to say, hey, we're recording
Yes.
on an old-fashioned cassette recorder. That's fine. MP3 player, Skype, anything. We don't have any restrictions, any boundaries. Topics are pretty vague, pretty liberal into what we allow and what we talk. If you have a question, contact any of us and we'll kind of point you in the right direction or give you advice or whatever. But
Admin at hackerpublicradio.org.
admin@hackerpublicradio.org and we'll point in the right direction, but really, you can pretty much feel safe to just about record anything you want and send it in. Do one a year. You might find that you like it and want to do more, and that's great. If you don't, we appreciate the one.
Yep,
So,
absolutely.
to anybody and everybody listening, and you know what? I'm going to try to practice what I preach.
Good man. You've already put in your show for the year, and this
Hope
is
to.
it.
Actually, my fiance has been very supportive and actually kind of has been pushing me to get back into it. She knows how much I like it and has listened to some old shows, so she's very supportive of that. So I might try to find some time to start doing more of that.
Good stuff.
Now,
And
to
there's
Ben.
also no limit on the time. If it's a I've come across things where something's been bugging me for weeks. I never had the time to figure it out. I sit down, get a half an hour, and boom, it's a 2-minute two-liner. Pick up the phone, dial the call-in numbers, and say, "This is how I fix this problem that's been bugging me for 2 weeks. This is it." Hang up the phone. If it's a 30-second piece of information that gives somebody a good tip, send that in.
Yeah, you know, it's like blogs. Like every blog doesn't have to be 5 pages long or whatever. Sometimes a couple sentences is the most helpful thing. That's why we don't have a limit. If it's a 5-minute show, great. If it's a 5-hour, well, I don't know about 5-hour, but
I think we got up to 3.5 hours once.
yeah, after that 7+ hour final of BinRev Radio, I don't know. That one was kind of like, is this over yet?
I listened to it. I'll listen to every single minute of that.
That was only worth listening to maybe if you missed all the other episodes. It kind of summarized a bunch of them, but anyway.
No, it was a great way to bring R BinRev to an end. It was
I thought so.
I don't know if you've heard the Old Soldier episode by Lost in Bronx on HPR. It was the one that prompted me to help, to jump into the fray and help out with HPR. And it's you either do it or you don't. And if you're going to stop it, go out with a bang. And my God, was that a bang!
Yeah, exactly. That's what I figured. I mean, I know a lot of people probably didn't listen to it or make it through it, but you know, it is what it is, and it's over and done with. The past is the past. Now, as far as back to your question at hand, see, I'm getting better. I'm getting better at this.
Good man,
Back to the question at hand of the resources at BinRev that are available. Actually, Ken and I have been talking and working lately on some options for the site since we are moving servers. And Ken, you did. Talk about this on the other episode, right? That we're
yeah,
in the
but you
process
might
of.
want to explain what happened as well. Just give some people a background because it's.
Well, as much as I'm willing to talk about, yeah, the bottom line is that the hosting company we were using changed some policies, and we are, because of that, forced to quickly try to find new hosting. So I've done that. I reached out, and again, that's a lot of work to try to go out there. Our hosting was costing $522, I should say is costing me $522 a month. And I'm paying for that. Now, I offset some of that. Yeah, about a couple of years. Now, what the hosting company we had that we're switching from was giving me a substantial discount off of that. So I was coming out of pocket for about 100 and something, 125, somewhere around that. So that's what I had been paying for the past few years. And that I can handle, no problem. Since they changed their policies, now I'm paying the full amount of $522. That's not as easy to justify. And before, please don't send in an offer. I appreciate it, but we've already got it worked out. So before you go telling us or offering, we're good. Thank you. But we need some power and we need disk space for the show. We need bandwidth. We can't do shared hosting. We've outgrown, you know, I started off, using shared hosting. I moved up to a dedicated server that I split with some friends at the time, moved up to a bigger shared dedicated server that I had half of, moved up to a low end dedicated. We have jumped over the years and grown tremendously to where we at now. We need power. So we have to have a dedicated server with a lot of resources. So that costs money. The other thing that costs a lot of money is, as part of my retirement, and what led to my retirement was I was spending all my time being a system administrator, constantly fending off attacks, constantly updating software, constantly trying to do all that while at the same time working on projects, reorganizing, adding new features, et cetera, et cetera. It just became too much work and not fun anymore. I couldn't do shows. I haven't written I wrote an article in 2600, maybe a year ago now, a year and a half now, maybe. Before that, it had been about 4 or 5 years, 3 or 4 years since I'd written one. I'm not able to write stuff. I'm not able to record shows, et cetera, because I was spending all my time doing this stuff. And then, like I said, then people talk trash and kick you and insult you. You kind of say, forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I am in this for the fun of it. And when it becomes, stops being fun anymore, then, you know, and people stop caring, then I'm going to stop caring. So I still care right now. And I'm in the process. We do have a new hosting company that we're working with, or we're trying to move servers over. So I am back involved in that. I am back doing the sysadmin stuff, which I don't like. But one of the things that we were doing is we insisted on fully managed hosting, which is another reason why that's such a high price. I can find cheaper hosting, but I need management services because I can't do the job. I'm not a system administrator.
Yeah.
I fumble through for years and years, but enough is enough. I can't do it well. I did it good enough. We only got hacked once a couple of years ago, and that's because we were told we were a bunch of white hat sellouts, so, and got attacked by some black hat group, but that's fine. That's what they do. We were back up and working within 24 to 48 hours later, recovered everything because, again, I, as administrator, I had backups and had a bunch of people that helped us, including Lattera, Nick84, a bunch of others. So I need to turn that over to someone else. So with this new hosting company, we're going to have somebody dedicated to us who's going to be the person to maintain, to keep things updated, and that's going to help tremendously. We also had that with the existing host, but we still, unfortunately, had to do a lot of work ourselves. So our new hosting, which we'll talk more about that probably on an upcoming show. Actually, I'm going to do an interview. I've already scheduled with our person who's doing our management, who's actually a fellow hacker, as it turns out. And I should pause for a second and give shout outs to my good friend MC Frontalot, who helped us with the hosting as well. For some of you who may or may not know that we host MC Frontalot's website, frontalot.com. If you don't know who that is, go check out the site. He's the one who actually found the contact. He reached out to his resources and put me in touch. So thanks to him for that. And he and I are probably going to do an episode sometime soon as well. We've already
talked about it.
Anyway, sorry I ramble. We're moving servers and I got a couple of them moved over as we're recording this now. Each day I try to move as many over as I can, but there's timing issues and there are system issues. We're moving from a dedicated server to a private cloud computing, which we're going to do an episode on that as well soon. Mm-hmm. Another episode, I should say. We have our own private cloud now, and we can run everything in virtual machines. that's going to help us be much more organized, much more secure, and much more efficient. And it's also going to allow us to bring up new sites and make changes much faster because we can just blow out a new virtual machine.
Fantastic. So
cloud technology is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If anybody thinks that – somebody told me one time that cloud technology was this evil thing and people were stealing jobs and taking away. And I don't understand that for the slightest least bit. It's just another technology, and it still needs people to maintain and sysadmins and all that. I don't get that at all. It's just another new technology, and in our case, it's going to work wonderfully, I think.
Yeah. And you're going to be doing some episodes on that?
On the specs
of the servers and all that stuff?
I hope to be.
Cool. I'll be sending you gentle reminders like I do.
Oh, that's as non-committal as I can get.
So you heard it here, folks.
HPR will be moving, and kind of back on topic, I'm sorry, you and I talked about maybe changing the content management system, trying to make sure that we give all the features that we want and have talked about, and we'll go into that another time, but it looks like we do have an understanding. We're going to be moving over to the server, and let me also put everyone at ease in case you have any concerns that no matter what, worst case scenario, if I completely blow a fuse and say, I quit, I never want to do this again, if the hosting completely falls apart, if what everything is backed up, I will make sure that it's transferred over to the appropriate people. And I know, and Ken, I'm going to put you on the spot. Worst case scenario, I'm going to make sure at least Ken gets the HPR backups of everything so that he can take it and put it on another hosting somewhere and keep HPR alive, regardless of BenRev, regardless of me, regardless of StankDog and any of that stuff. I'm also going to try to do the same with BenRev and all the other sites that we have. Let somebody else take them over if they want. I did this about a year ago with some of our other smaller sites, passed them off to people. Ken, I will hand it over to you if you will on the record say.
Well, let's get the server moved, and hopefully we'll get you reinvigorated and back out of retirement, at least recording shows on HPR.
Hopefully, yes, but worst case, somebody will keep HPR going.
Cool. And I'm looking here at some of the log files, and I don't know how much we can trust them, but the average data transfer per day on HPR is 11.3 gigabytes.
Whew.
Giving a total of 13.88 terabytes since it was set up. So,
That's another thing too that drives the cost of the box up is back when we first came out with back in BenRev Radio, we were getting in our heyday or whatever you want to call it, we were getting over 20,000 downloads of the show each week. And Hack TV at the time, which of course video is much larger files, so we had to switch to an unmetered server many years ago. So the price jumped up because of that a long time ago. So again, another reason we've had to grow. So once again, when I negotiate and work out contracts and stuff with the new hosting companies, that's one of the things from the ground up. I mean, I can throw some specs out if you guys really want to hear them. I mean,
yeah.
We're going to a server now that, again, it's a private cloud, and we can allocate the resources however we want. But right now we're going to throw – and this is overkill. We don't need all of this. Let me preface that. We don't need all of this yet.
Yet.
But it's nice to have it, and it gives us flexibility to add new features and add new sites and come up with new projects. But we are going to be on a dedicated cloud, private cloud, that's going to have up to 8 gigs of memory available. Excuse me. Actually, is it 8 or 16? At least 8 gigs of memory dedicated to it. We're going to have, I think, 3 or 4 quad-core processors. So we're going to have up to, I think it's 4. I think it's up to 16 cores, processor cores available to us. So we can shave those off and make sure that if a site is running slow or sluggish, we can kind of modify that to give it a little bit more power, a little bit more memory, et cetera, et cetera. Unmetered bandwidth on a 100 megabit switch this time. We've always been throttled at a 10. So we should have plenty of bandwidth. Technically that's a lie. There is a limit. There is a meter on there. However, the company's being very, very nice and very working with us very closely that if we get close to it, we'll just increase it as needed and tweak it. So for all intents and purposes, it is going to be unlimited bandwidth. So, and if we do need more resources, or if we do outgrow that, I have no idea how we could possibly use all of those resources. But if we do, we can just add them all to the cloud, and a quick bounce of the server, quick little reboot. We should have, it should all be right back up and running with all the resources, and we can reallocate them as necessary. So again, that's the benefit of cloud computing.
Okay. So, and what else is over on BinRev that we could start using, maybe?
Forums, IRC channel. We're going to a new content management system, it looks like, with HPR. As we move servers, we're going to kind of kill two birds with one stone. And when we do that, I think one of the things that we really should offset over to BinRev is most known for its forums. And some people only know it for its forums, especially since the radio show's gone now. So what some of the listeners may not know is that every time something gets posted on HackerPublicRadio.org, we take that feed and immediately start a thread over on BinRev Radio. Now, it's mostly just to announce it for the people in the forums, to let them know what the episode's about. And if they want to download it, they can click through and go to download it. Well, I think that there's a lot of communication, a lot of people who want to follow up and actually have discussions on that topic. So I would encourage people to go over to the forums. There is a Hacker Media forum in there that you can go into and post, and there will be one thread, at least one thread, for each episode that gets posted. So right now I'm looking at, as we record this, as episode 705 was put up, my first Linux box. If you want to discuss that one, the one before that, Disaster Protocol Annoyed, we post that up there every day. The spider automatically grabs that. So if you want to follow up on that, I think that would be a better place. You've got a lot more people there who might give you some feedback, a lot more audience that might want to participate in that, as well as all the obvious HPR audience and listeners.
Yep.
So that's one resource that I think is really probably not used to the full advantage. It's actually what BinRev is most known for. So I would say that's for sure something people should go over there and use. We also have a calendar that's built into the forums as well that I wish people used more. We can use that maybe to schedule special HPR events. Like, I know, Ken, don't you guys have HPR roundtables every so often?
Yeah, we do.
Those are always great, and I think that's a special episode, a special event that would be worthy of putting in the calendar to let people know. Yes, there are daily shows, and, you know, not to insult anybody, but let's be frank, some are hit and miss. Some are, if you're not interested in the topic, you might not want to listen to. But there are also big events that everybody, I think, would benefit from and probably should participate. So I would love to see people using the calendar.
Yeah.
If you go over to binrev.com, that's BINREV.com. Again, some of the listeners may not know of the site and the relationship. Across the top, it's pretty easy to navigate, I think. We put a lot of time into thinking it through and getting it organized. You'll just click on the calendar, and you can go in there and add things. To avoid spam, it'll have to be approved by a moderator, but we're trying to be better about and be quick about approving those type of things.
And your gallery as well.
There is a gallery. I think a lot of times radio does not do justice. It's why we started Hack TV, was because we realized some stuff you can't explain on the radio verbally. You have to have video or pictures with it. So we do have a gallery that is a separate thing that I also pay for. When I talked about earlier funding, I only talked about the server costs. I also pay for software licensing for some of these things. There's great open source stuff, and we do support it and use it as much as possible. But a lot of times there's better software out there, and I'm not afraid or unwilling to pay for that. So our forums are powered by Envision, and I think they just have a superior product. So I pay for that, integrated calendar, integrated blogs as well. If you're any registered user, you can come over and create and run your own blog from there. I would love Hacker Public Radio correspondents to come over. They can start their own blog, where they can maybe give some follow-up information about the episode they've posted, or just blog in general. So that's another resource that's available. The gallery, again, you can upload photos to that. There's pretty liberal and pretty easy to upload photos, and the limits are very friendly. So you can upload a bunch of photos and schematics, things like that, for episodes that you use. And then, again, to tie it all together, go back to that forum thread and Hacker Media and point and link to those. You can post them in stream. It's all integrated very nicely to make that easy.
Yeah.
You know, actually, one other resource that's available, we have binrev.com, of course, but we also have binrev.net. Binrev.net is our IRC server. So if you want to connect to irc.binrev.net, you will find it's pretty active. There's quite a few people in there. Maybe a lot of people idling in any course of the day, but you can join #binrev, which is the main channel on that IRC server. But there is also a dedicated #HPR for Hacker Public Radio. So you will sometimes see the HPR hosts in there. I pretty much am in there quite a bit of the time. I'm idling, but if you send me a message, I will roll over to it. Eventually, it's in my office on a different machine. I'll roll over and probably reply. If not right away, I'll eventually reply. So if you want to send me a message, I'm on there all the time. So irc.binrev.net, you know, everybody is welcome to use that. We'll even create some more channels if you guys want to use it more. So that resource is available, as well as the other things we kind of talked about. And just a couple other little things on there. There's a link section. So if you have any interesting links, you can post them there. That's kind of commonplace. There's a download section. And that's where I am still in the process. Unfortunately, I never finished. I misplaced a few episodes of BinRev Radio. But all the old episodes of RFA, Radio Freak America, BinRev Radio, some extra stuff, some like exclusive things that we never made available are in there now. So you might want to go check that out. And we may eventually have to roll some of the old HPR episodes over there just to get them a little bit more organized, because 700 episodes is starting to take up some space.
Yeah. Just speaking about that, we one of the requests has been to have a Speaks and an Og feed, and I'm just wondering, with the new server, would that be something that we're going to be able to do?
I would imagine yes. However, and this is probably something you and I got to work out the details offline, but it's something we've wanted to do from day one. It's something I wanted to do even back on BinRev, and there's a one very simple reason that I never did it. I love Og. I love open source. It's none of that. The reality is more people will be able to listen to the message, to listen to the radio shows, if it's in MP3 format. That's the only reason. It's sad. I wish iPods and all these other devices out there were much easier to play them. And maybe these days they have become so. I think that a lot of them are. But at the time then, and even still now, if we went AUG only, most people, unfortunately, will not be able to listen to it, and that is counterproductive.
Well, I'm not suggesting going AUG only, because my view on MP3 formats coming from Europe, where thankfully we still don't have patents, although we have to be ever watchful on it, my view is that if we here in Europe were to not use MP3 formats on our free and open source desktops, we would be admitting that such a thing as patents on software and the idea of having a patent on MP3 is, in fact, something that we agree with. So by switching to an MP3 or an AUG-only show, we would be supporting that here in Europe, and that's something I don't want to do, because I don't think... I don't think the patents on MP3 are valid, and there's free and open, and when I say free, I mean the Four Freedoms versions of the decoders for the MP3 Lame. Format.
Right.
So they adhere to all the free software versions of that, and just because you in the States have a backward idea of what you can patent, I don't see why the rest of the world should suffer.
Yeah, we have backwards ideas on a lot of things here, but you know, we do a lot of things right too. So
yes, you do. No, that was tongue in cheek here. Don't anyone take me too literally. No, but
I actually agree with you. We do a lot of things backwards sometimes, and I certainly don't agree. Like I said earlier, that's why it falls under gray hat. There's a lot of stuff that I just don't agree with. So, you know what? I let everybody make their own personal decisions on how they fall on that kind of stuff. I'll certainly share my opinions, just like you just did, and that's wonderful, and let people take that information and do with it what they will. But yeah, no, I knew that you weren't saying AUG only at all. That's the main reason we didn't do AUG only, or why we haven't buckled under the pressure to go AUG back in BinRev days. And the secondary reason after that was the primary. The secondary one was simply 705 episodes, disk space times two.
Yeah.
So to have an aug feed in addition, which is what you're referring to there, you're talking
it
about.
It is.
You're talking about doubling the disk space of gigabytes upon gigabytes upon terabytes of storage. Now, we're going to look into that, and we're going to try to make that happen now that we have some more resources. Disk space is generally very cheap, but we're just trying to liberate some right now is what we're trying to do. If we can liberate the disk space, we definitely have the support. And I don't know, Ken, what your feelings are. Would you want to do that going forward, or do you want to retroactively go back and
what we already have is textfiles.com have mirrored all the shows for us up until I think 600 and something. Okay. So we could point even the old shows or the old MP3 shows over there, and then just kind of have a rolling window that, you know, from this episode forward, all formats are available on HPR Live, you know, for the last 6 months or whatever. And then if you want the rest, the feed would point automatically to, you know, the offsite location, archive.org or wherever.
Right. And you know, this is actually some insight for the listeners. This is kind of what you and I go through. And we do have these brainstorms and conversations behind the scene to see what should we do? What's the best way to go? Do we offset them? Do we just allocate more disk space? We're going to see what we can come up with. And certainly listen and look forward to look on HPR for an announcement in the future on what we end up deciding to go with or how we end up going with it.
And I encourage everybody again to join the mail list on HPR, where I will throw out these questions and, you know, get feedback. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not taking a decision by myself. I'm just a HPR host like everybody else. The question will be fired out, and, you know, if you take the time to email back, well, and you're the only one who emails back with an answer, then you are representative of the HPR community, and that's the way we're going to go.
Majority rules, even if majority's only one.
Well, if only one person is interested in replying, it's a democracy type thing.
Exactly, and that's why we encourage people to get involved, participate, yes. Record episodes, post comments. You know, if you want to sit back and not do anything, don't complain. Don't tell me I'm doing a terrible job. Don't tell Ken that you don't like what he's done with this and that. No, shut up. Put up or shut up, as the saying goes.
No, I actually disagree with you here. Well, you get more of this, so maybe I'll be further down the line. But I think if somebody even, you know, takes the time to sit down and writes an email complaining about something, and they've got a valid point, well, then sure. But, yeah.
No, and that, yeah, negative feedback is fine as long as it's constructive, productive, if it has something to it, like a suggestion or anything. But sending an email going, HPR sucks, you guys are a bunch of white hat sellouts, that doesn't do me any good. You suck, shut up, keep that to yourself. I don't care to hear that, I don't need it, buzz off. I'm trying my best to not go into a rant and start cussing right now, but I get a lot of that. I'm glad you don't.
Good, because you should actually just have, you know, gather all those together and have the text-to-speech dude read it out and submit it as a show.
Actually, that might sound really funny to have the text-to-speech reading some of that. Oh, gosh. Well, since I've retired, I don't get as much of it. So that's another reason I just want to stay the hell out of it. Stay the heck out of it. Darn it.
Yeah, but that means they've won.
No. I don't know if that's... I'm staying out of it publicly. Let's say it that way. I'm still, as you know... I've been involved behind the scenes. I'm still running the server. I'm still financing. I'm still updating benrev.com forums and stuff. I'm still in there. I took my name out of it. You know, I had my feelings hurt pretty badly. And yeah, I guess I sound like a punk, but it hurt my feelings really badly when I had some people in an old IRC channel tell me that Benrev was all about my ego and that it was just all my, all about Stank Dog. And I don't know. It just made me I guess it's really sensitive to me because I could have kept stankdog.com and let it grow and let it be the big name and let it go. I didn't want that. We purposely, the motivation to start Benrev was say, it's not about individuals. It's not. I do nothing. I am nobody. I mean, I don't know how to say that. That's not me like belittling myself, putting myself down. I'm confident. I have a good job. I'm very good at what I do. I'm technically proficient in a lot of things, but there's always somebody out there who's better at you than you are. There's 13-year-old kids in the forums that can program circles around me and see. You know, I know some C and I'm comfortable with it. I do it for my job sometimes, but there's some kid out there who's taught himself that knows it better, or somebody who graduated from college. Hey, I know some basic penetration testing. I got my CEH certification. I've done episodes about that. That's another topic. I know how to do some of that stuff. I can push the buttons and type the commands to do that. I'm not good at it. There's a million people better. I am not anything special. I'm not. I'm just a guy who tried to start this to get people working together to take the individuality out of it.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest, I guess, butthurt about the whole thing, is that when somebody tries to say that it's about me, that's why I step away. That's why I don't get involved. That's why I haven't been putting out content recording. Actually, I mean, I'll come out with a confession right here that no one knows. I have been putting stuff out under another name, a couple of other names lately, because I don't want, I'm trying to pull away, but I still like producing content and putting things out. So I've been writing under another pseudonym lately because I don't want it to be about me. I don't want it. That's not what it's about.
Stank, sorry. This is probably something that we should have offline, but I don't think you really need to worry about that, to be honest, because, you know, I listened to BinRev and I never, ever got the feeling that it was about you.
But a lot of people did.
Well, yeah, well.
Anyway.
There's a saying in Ireland, begrudgers and all. So,
said R-rated. There you go. I was being so good. there really is. I'm sorry. There is, and I know you don't see it, and I'm sorry to bring it up and go again, take this into butthurt direction, but it's one of the things that drove me out. One of the many things, that not being fun, the constant poking, harassing, the accusations that it's an ego trip and all these other things. It's just like, you know what? That's not what I'm in this for. That's not what hacking's about. I don't want to be involved in that anymore. It's, you know, it's just, I stay out of it. So I'm doing it behind the scenes. I don't want or need any credit. Again, you get the credit for HBR. You're doing a lot of this along with the correspondence.
I would actually like to stop you there, because everybody is thanking me for this stuff, and I just want to make it clear to everybody again, I appreciate it and all, but stop. The best thing that you can do is just help out in some way, and that's what people are doing, so it's great.
You know what I mean? I'm saying you because you're on the call, unfortunately. But again, we've listed them. I mean, between Droops and Enigma, they get all the credit. That's my point. It's not me. It's you, meaning you all of you listening, all of you correspondents, all of you who have contributed. And again, like you said earlier, even if it's an email saying, hey, I hate that you guys do this, I don't like that you use foul language, we're going to talk about some of those things on another episode. That's fine. That is good feedback. I appreciate that. That has value. Thank you for that. Give it, but it has to have something of value in it. You
yes,
know,
yes.
Not just you suck, I hope you die. You know, people started a set of forums a couple years ago where their forum titles were like things like Shut Up and Die, Stank Dog. If you got 10 posts, and if you got 20 posts, it was like Stank Dog Will Die, or stuff like that. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I get and I have to put up with. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I don't deserve that. I don't need that.
No.
Shouldn't fall back in it. I don't care what you people think about stuff like that. So I have turned angry towards the community because I think the community has turned on me, and there's not enough support for people who do good things. So when I say you, Ken, yes, it's you, but it's also all of the other people we mentioned.
Yeah.
I support people who are producing and doing positive content, providing content, giving positivity, and going in the direction that BinRev has always been about supporting: constructive, productive, creation, originality, artistic ability. Do something good. I will back you up every single freaking time. Even if I don't like it or agree with it, I'll say, you know what? I have a different opinion, but I respect him for saying his.
And I think that will bring us to a natural end to the show. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Have some more iced tea. And anything else that you want to say just to finish off?
I do get mad. I do start ranting. To those of you I did mention who are producing positive, I do thank you. You know who you are. I'm not going to sit here and single you out anymore. We've already talked about a few. But post in the forums. there are people in the forums that I see them posting, and I give them, what do you call it, the reputation points, and I rank them up. I see who's contributing. I know who's doing good, positive things. I support you. I appreciate it, and I will have your back. Just know that. So if you're doing something good and positive, I'm supporting you. If you're not, get out of the way.
Cool. Stank, I'd like to, first of all, thank you for taking the time to do the interview, and hopefully we can come on and do a few more about the servers and some of the changes that are going to go on. But I'd also like to thank you for putting your hand in your pocket and funding BinRev and HPR. And have a nice rest of the evening.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.